Good evening and welcome everyone to Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. It's girls basketball tonight.
5'8", a senior.
It's Eden Valley Watkins in town to face the Pierce Pioneers. Hello, everybody. Rick Rammond with you. It's the last game of the regular season for head coach Tom Jansen and the Eagles. While the Pioneers have one more to go, they will hit the road to Maple Lake on Friday night. So it is rapidly coming to a close this winter sports season. This is a very good Eden Valley Watkins team. They showed it in Eden Valley when these two teams met earlier this season. And that was a 68-35 Eden Valley Watkins win back on January the 18th. Pierce 6-18, while the Eagles are 22-3. Eagles played last night and won at home over Annandale, 54-41. Pioneers' last time out was that game in Foley on Friday night, losing 48-39. When these two teams met in mid-January down in Eden Valley Watkins, Eagles had all five starters score in double figures. Hallie Jansen with 17. Emma Schultz had 14. Mandy Molliter, Olivia Keekley, Olivia Schlepper with 10 apiece. Pioneers that night had nobody get to double figures. They were paced by Britt Moser's 9. 6 apiece for Laura Skiba. Actually for A.B. Lease and Mariah Olish. 5 for Laura. Taylor Kimmon had 4. Rebecca Langer, 3. And Kelsey was held to 3 that night. Taylor Kimmon will start tonight in place of Mariah Olish. That's the only change. And the Eagles in their all-white are out on the floor with Mandy Molliter set to jump center against Taylor Kimmon. It's parents' night here in Pierce. And we're ready for basketball, and the tip is in the air, and it's controlled by the Eagles. First possession to Olivia Schlepper. 22-3, Eden Valley Watkins. Inside, there's a cut and a bucket for Olivia Keekley. Quick 2-0 start now for the Eagles. Britt Moser ahead for Malia Bozer in front of the Eagle bench. Now to Brittany. Brittany, Pioneers in black, Eagles in white. Stuckmeyer finds Malia in the corner, back to A.B. Lease. Out top, Brittany feeds off left side for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Back quickly out. They work it around the perimeter and a whistle away from the ball. And we're going to get a foul called on Taylor Kimmon for a push.
14, Taylor Kimmon.
That is her first, team's first. It goes in the books as a turnover. Into the post, Emma Schultz rotates out for Jansen. A 3, good.
Three-pointer by number 22.
Hallie Jansen makes it 5-0 Eagles. Good ball movement resulting in a look, and the Pioneers carelessly throw it away. Turnover, and Coach Artner will use a timeout early here. 5-0 start, Eagles and Pioneers here in Pierce tonight.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Olivia Keekley knocks down a 3 off timeout, and it's already 8-0 Eagles. And here's front court now. Brittany Bolzer, Malia Bolzer, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Avi Lease, and Taylor Kimmon for Piers. Lease right side, down for Brittany. Three-pointer, right corner, good. Bolzer for three.
25, Brittany Bolzer.
Minute and a half gone by here in Piers tonight. Top of the key for Jansen. Quick rotation, left corner for Keekly. To Molitor. Inside, curling and scoring again is Olivia Keekly. And the talented sophomore already has seven, and now she's picked up a steal. She'll add an assist on a layup to Jansen. 12-3, 2 minutes in. Eagles look like they are ready for the playoffs. They are in Section 3AA, where they will have to likely contend with New London Spicer. Here's Taylor Kimmon going up strong. Kimmon off the window for two, left side. Quickly up court to Schultz, out to Molitor. Left side, Jansen, down for Keekly, left corner. One dribble to the point again. Out top comes Hallie Jansen for Mandy Molitor on the wing right side. 15-25. Schultz inside. Rolls it off the rim. No good. Rebound. Taylor Kimmon. Brittany uses the left-hand dribble to get it into the front court. Over now is Stuckmeyer. Kelsey to the free throw line. Back to Avi Lease. Now to Malia Bolzer. Taylor Kimmon posting up inside. Malia drives and is fouled. Strong drive to the rim by Malia Bolzer, and she'll shoot two. The foul is called on Hallie Jansen. Her first team's first, and Malia will shoot two shots. Malia, good. First point for Malia Bolzer tonight, 12-6. Senior Malia Bolzer averaging 4 points a game. Got them both, nothing but net. Malia is a 52.4% free throw shooter. Knocks those two down with ease. 12-7 now as the Eagles struggle and lose the ball out of bounds. Got away from Keekly, from Schlepper. And the Pioneers get it. Backcourt for Brittany Bolzer in front of the time clock now. Or the official score table. Now to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Kelsey, 1,204 career points. She is 5 from tying for the number 4 spot all time. And the pass inside intended for Taylor, deflected and stolen. Here's Keekly to Schlepper, quickly to Molitor. The baseline cut off by the quick hand. Oh, and they're going to say Molitor dribbled it off her foot there. It was tipped out by Avi Lease. 12-7, 14-33 to play. Pressure by Eden Valley Watkins. Bounce pass stolen by Jansen. Looks ahead for Keekly. Up for two. 9 for Olivia Keekly. Second time she's been the recipient of a steal and pass and layup. They jump out to trap Brittany in the backcourt. Better get it off and across the timeline. They don't. It's a 10-second violation. The pressure resulting in a turnover, and the Eagles will inbounds in front of the Pioneer coaches. Just about 4 minutes gone by here. Into the lane, Molitor, left hand, softly in for two. Mandy Molitor knocks it in. 16-7, Eden Valley Watkins by 9. And Schlepper jumps the pass route, but knocks it into the scorer's table. Brittany Bolzer will throw it in. Last home game for the girls. They will be on the road. And they pass in is deflected. And Emma Schultz lost it, had it, and comes up in the hands of Avi Lease. So a little ragged play. Now it settles down. Kelsey Stuckmeyer drives on Molitor. Cut off. And they come back out front. Right side, Malia Bolzer. To Kelsey, a three, short, rebound, Malia, right side of the lane. Back to Kelsey. Stuckmeyer looks for help, finds Brittany Bolzer. Quickly left side in front of the students to Lease. Good entry pass to Kim and back out to Avi. Kelsey and Avi play catch out on the perimeter. Now Brittany drives the lane, kicks to the corner. Kelsey got a defender off her feet, shoots, missed. Rebound tipped by Lease to the Eagle bench and out of bounds. 13-11 to go. Here comes Rebecca Langer in for Malia Bozer. 16-7, Eden Valley Watkins. They won 68-35 on their home court in mid-January. Nobody home on the Schlepper pass. It went right to A.V. Lease. Pioneers back. Kelsey's got it out front. Bounces it right side for Lease. Now to the top for Brittany Bozer. Pass deflected out by Hallie Jansen, who goes diving across the sideline. Good effort. It'll stay with the Eagles. As good as this Eagle team, they're going to be good for a while. They are very young. Brittany Bozer to pass in. Finds Langer coming to the ball. Keekley is a sophomore. Schlepper's a junior. Jansen's a sophomore. Schultz is a junior. The only senior among the five starters is Molitor. Nice pass. Lease to Kimmon for two. Good pass, A.B. Lease. And Taylor Kimmon has four. Here's Schultz getting deep. Schultz up and in. First points for Emma Schultz. And the teams trade post baskets inside. And now Hallie Jansen deflects the ball out. And during the stoppage, Mariah Olish comes in. And Piers will use another timeout. 12-11 to go in the half. It's Eden Valley Watkins off to an 18-9 lead over the Pioneers.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Sam Winchard. We'd like to take this time to thank all our supporters, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to the BPA members at state, the FFA teams at state, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotic and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and
All right, timeout is over. Pioneers break their huddle. Eagles out on the floor. Coach Jansen hasn't made a personnel change. His original five are still out there. Mariah Olish is in the lineup now, as well as Rebecca Langer. The original starters, A.V. Lease, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, and Brittany Bozer joining Langer and Olish out there. As Kimmon's got the start tonight. Pass ahead to Olish, and we got a bump on Mandy Molitor. And that'll be the first on Mandy, second team. And Brittany will pass it in. It was parents' night here tonight. So the girls handed gifts to their parents before the game at all levels, the C-Squad JV varsity. Kelsey, one dribble, back out front. Drive to the hoop by Brittany Bozer, off. Rebound Olish, back to Brittany for an 8-foot look, and that's off. Rebound to Schultz on the left side of the lane. Cradles it away. Molitor fires ahead to Schlepper. Schlepper to the corner. Keekley skips it across for Hallie Jansen. Lob down low. Molitor gets deep and missed. Rebound loose out of bounds. Touched last by the Eagles.
The Eagles, number 24, Sawyer Keekley.
Sawyer Keekley is the first sub off the bench for Coach Jansen tonight. He replaces Emma Schultz. We've played just about 5.5 minutes here. Langer, who's played well the last week or two for the Pioneers, for Coach Artner off the bench. Lob down low to Olish, quickly drawing a double. Spins, uses the left hand, and drops it in. Mariah Olish. Good post move by Mariah. First two for Mariah, and it's a 7-point lead, 18-11 Eagles. Olish is 5'11 sophomore. Schlepper has it out front. Off right side for Sawyer Keekley. Back to Molitor. Pioneers matching up well out on the floor. Jansen to Schlepper. They cut through the lane. Lease jumps the route and tips it right to Olish for a steal. Malia Bozer ready to come in. Right side, Stuckmeyer. Kelsey off to Lease. Lease had it picked away. Schlepper comes ahead. Molitor racing from the left side. Up and in for Mandy Molitor. Four for Molitor. 20-11 Eagles. 10:35. Up ahead, Olish one-on-one steps inside Jansen. Got too deep under the basket, though. Has nowhere to go with a shot and then lost it. Sawyer Kuechly comes up with the loose ball to Schlepper. Now to Olivia Kuechly. Inside Kuechly, give and go from Molitor.
Number 11, Olivia Kuechly.
And Olivia Kuechly already in double figures with 11 points. And the lead is 11, 22-11 Eagles. Front court, Olish doubled out near the logo, somehow got it through to Brittany Bozer, and then it's stripped loose by Sawyer Kuechly, and it leads to a two-on-two the other way. Molitor. Pass tipped out by Langer. Eagles keep it, though. Kuechly quickly to Schlepper. Schlepper, strong move to the rim and is fouled. Schlepper took it right down the heart of the lane. Foul is on Rebecca Langer. Her first, team second.
Her first.
And shooting the first of two and missing wide right is Olivia Schlepper. Kuechly, 11 points. Her season high is 24. That came against Maple Lake. She's nearly halfway there and halfway through the first half. Rolled off to the right. Schultz can't corral the rebound out of her hands on the end line. In for the Eagles, Shaylee Brucker. Brucker in and Schlepper comes out. Eagles maintain their pressure in the full court. Stuckmeyer in front of the bench. Off for Rebecca Langer. Langer stopped just shy of midcourt. And now Stuckmeyer feeds it to Olish. Olish has it stripped by Sawyer Kuechly. Eagles in transition the other way with Hallie Jansen. She'll slow it down now. To Brutker. To Jansen. Left side for Sawyer Kuechly. Out to Emma Schultz. Right side for Jansen. Ball overhead now to Brutker. Quick ball movement. Jansen gets it on the left block. Kicks back out. Kuechly finds Brutker. Baseline drive. Open look. Sawyer Kuechly. And Coach Artner will burn his third timeout in less than 9 minutes. It's 24-11 with a timeout in Piers.
We've all been there and know the feeling. You've dropped your phone, the screen is face down, and you just hope that when you pick it up and flip it over, the screen isn't shattered. If you are one of the unlucky ones with a cracked screen, let me fix it. Hi, this is Nate, one of the Fix-It techs at Design Electronics Radio Shack. I, along with my coworker Rob, can fix your iPhone, iPad, Samsung, or Motorola screens. Plus, we also repair earpieces, charging ports, microphones, and more. For life's phone accidents, let us fix them at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Since February is Valentine's Month, Sunrise Ag has decided to show some love with three great deals. We have 3% off all ag bags, 10% off gates and fencing, and great discounts on all Vernic attachments, but all items must be purchased in February. Also, don't forget the St. Cloud Farm Show is February 27th through March 1st, so stop and see us at booth 714. For more information, check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, off the timeout, a missed shot by Malia, and here come the Eagles running the floor and a bucket. Kuechly. 13 for Kuechly. 26-11 and a backcourt foul coming. Either Sawyer Kuechly or Olivia Kuechly. It's Olivia. Her first team foul, number three. And the throw in comes from the sideline in front of Marion Neal Korf. Into Langer. Langer takes it into the front court right corner. Trying to get it through. It was tipped, intended for Kimmon. Here comes Eden Valley Watkins. Hallie Jansen steps to the 3-point line, kicks it out to Kuechly. Now to Brucker. Back to Jansen. Under 8 minutes to go in the half. Back out Shaylee Brucker to Emma Schultz, right wing. Inside all alone. Boy, they have got to find Olivia Kuechly.
Olivia Kuechly.
She'll score 60 points if they leave her that alone all night long. Another layup. 15 already. They just move the ball, cut and screen for each other. And there's a pass down low to Kimmon, not open, back out. Here's a good look for Brittany. A little bit long, and it goes up off the rim, hits the backboard support, and that's a dead ball. Laura Skiba will come in for Kimmon. Mandy Molitor is back. So is Olivia Schlepper. Olivia Keekley and Hallie Jansen take a seat. 28-11 Eagles. Front court now to Sawyer Keekley. Left corner to the point. Molitor, Schultz rotating it to Schlepper. Sawyer Keekley, no one player holding it for more than a split second as they whip the ball around the perimeter. And eventually somebody inside like that, Molitor, but she banged it too hard off the window. And now there's a rugby scrum on the floor for the ball, and a held ball arrow, according to Mr. Mark Wojcieniak, is pointed in Pierce's favor. 7:05 to go. Pioneers trail 28-11. Langer dribbling in midcourt finds Malia. And her pass intended for Skiba is picked off. Schultz in transition. And Sawyer Keekley is fouled as she took the return pass from Emma Schultz. And we'll see who the call is. It's Brittany Bozer. First on Brittany, third Pioneer foul of this half. 6:51 remaining. Lob to Schultz a little bit too high. And now there's a fight for it on the floor. And this time the arrow's going the Eagle direction. Baseline right pass in. They lob into Emma Schultz. Draws traffic. Still pivoting around. Finally fires it out to the wing to Sawyer Keekley. Now to Schultz, posting up on Skiba, pair number 33s. Here's Keekley, baseline runner foul. And I think that's going to be two on Brittany. Yep, Brittany got a piece of the elbow. So back-to-back fouls on Brittany Bozer. And to the line goes Sawyer Keekley. First is around and out. Sawyer's got 2 points tonight. Merrill Keekley will come in. She's a 64% free throw shooter, averaging about 2 points a game. And now the second short. Good box out Malia Bolzer, and they'll get a Mandy Molitor push. That'll be the second on Mandy, and the fourth Eagles foul of the half.
Eagles
set up at about three-quarter court pressure. Two guards there about the top of the key. Then two at midcourt, and then one person back deep. Pioneers have Stuckmeyer in the front court. Now to Langer. Langer doubled on the sideline, muscles it through that. Got it to Brittany. Bolzer stops in the lane. Back to Langer at the free throw line. Left side, Laura Skiba from 17, just short. Opposite side rebound, and here comes Olivia Schlepper. 6:05 to go. Molitor hands it. Inside, they kick it out to the wing. Schultz fires away. Missed it. Molitor tips it out to the wing where it's picked up by Merrill Keekley. Now Schultz driving and dishing. Schultz gets it back from Schlepper. Returns it back to Schlepper on the wing. To Schultz. It's a two-girl game. Now a little cut and a shot from the wing. No good. Rebound. Schultz tied up. That was Merrill Keekley on the shot attempt as Avi Lease returns for Rebecca Langer. 5:40 to go in the half. 28-11, Eagles. Malia's in the backcourt. Near side, Avi Lease. Cross court for Malia. See if they can set something up and get a good look now. Right side, Avi Lease. Top of the key, Malia. Left side, Kelsey. Quickly shut down by Schlepper on the defense. Bozer drives baseline and will be fouled. This will go on Sonora Matisse.
Calls called on number 10, Sonora Matisse.
Her first. Team foul five. Baseline left. Bozer to throw it in. To the corner. Kelsey Stuckmeyer looking to shoot. Left hand short. Schultz has the rebound off to Molitor. Schlepper up the near side. Front of the Piers bench now. Lob down low. Tipped away. Scramble on the floor, and we'll get a held ball to the Eagles with 5:07 left. As Matisse and Malia Bozer got down on the floor after the ball. Schlepper to throw it in from the left baseline. Looking inside for Schultz. Lob out to the point. Tipped by Stuckmeyer, but controlled by Merrill Keekley. Skiba and Schultz continue to battle for post position inside. Here's Schultz, left corner. Schultz thought about it. Now dribbles, tries to back down Skiba. Spins, shoots, off target. Rebound to Malia Bozer. 4:42 to play in the half. Pioneers are down 28-11 to the visiting Eden Valley Watkins Eagles, who wrapped up their conference title about 10 days ago. They've run the table. They're looking to go a perfect 14-0 in the CMC this year. Brittany, top of the key. It's a man-to-man by the Eagles. Avey Lees down for Malia Bozer. Malia back to Avey off her hands, out of bounds. 4:17 left. Coach Jansen will bring Olivia Keekley back in. Hallie Jansen back in. Mandy Molitor takes a seat, as does Merrill Keekley. Eagles 28, Pioneers 11 with 4:10 to play. Back door to Keekley, blocked that time. She gets it back and scores.
Number 11, Olivia Keekley.
17 first half points for Olivia Keekley. She's on the point defensively, too. Good screen from Laura Skiba to get Brittany Bozer freed up to come into the front court now. Stuckmeyer to Brittany. Down low to Skiba posting up, and she draws a foul. That'll go on Olivia Schlepper. First on Schlepper and the sixth team foul, but this is a shooting foul, sending Skiba to the line. Laura hasn't scored tonight. Shooting two here, and that one is good. Skiba in the scorebook with her first point. 30-12 now. And one more for Laura Skiba. And that one is good. Here's 4 for 4 from the line with Kimmen. Armalia making two and now Laura making two. Schultz into the lane and a whistle comes and they're going to have somebody with contact inside as Schultz is fouled by Brittany Bozer, and that's three on the senior guard, Brittany Bozer. And that's going to bring Rebecca Langer back in for Brittany with 3:38 to go in the half. Sideline pass in for Olivia Keekley. Out to Olivia Schlepper. Now Taylor Kimmen comes to the score table to check in. 3.5 left in Piers. Left side to Matice. Down low to Jansen. Back out front. Now to the right corner, Schlepper. Free throw line extended. Jansen works it quickly out front. Keekley. Schlepper posting up. Schultz spins inside. No, too long. Rebound swatted out of bounds by Stuckmeyer. It'll stay with Eden Valley Watkins. Kimmen comes in for Skiba with 3:10 to play. Olivia Keekley to throw it in to Schultz. Schultz, one dribble through the lane, fired it out to the wing. They work left side to Keekley, now to Hallie Jansen. One dribble for her. That's about the extent of it. No more than one dribble per. There's inside. Schultz couldn't get it to drop, and then she's going to pick up a foul, chasing her own miss. Emma Schultz gets the foul, her first. We'll go to the other end for the bonus. Free throws for the Pioneers. 2:54 to go. Here comes Mandy Molitor returning for Matice. And Kimmen shooting a pair. Taylor, 4 points tonight. That one is long. Rebound controlled by the Eagles, Emma Schultz. Inside works the Eagles. Quickly back out now. Coming up on the 2.5 minute mark. Mandy Molitor, one dribble. Schultz. Jansen, Keekley right side now. Top of the key, Schlepper to Jansen. Thought about a three, and they're going to get a hand check on Malia. Malia will pick up her first. Sixth team foul. 2:27 left, 30-13. Olivia Schlepper to throw it in. Into the lane, Schultz from eight, in and out. Boy. Emma's had a tough time getting him to drop tonight. Stuckmeyer underneath the board controls the rebound. 30-13 Eagles. Piers with the ball and 2:10 to play. Kelsey out front. Eagles have shut out Kelsey Stuckmeyer so far tonight. Left side. Here's Kelsey right side. into the lane. Kimmett out to Malia. Baseline on Jansen takes it up. No. Rebound, Eagles. Keekly to Schlepper, middle of the court. To the free throw line. Zips it inside for Schultz, who finishes off the window.
33, Emma Schultz.
Four for Schultz. And it's 32-13 at the 140 mark. Rebecca Langer, about 10 feet shy of midcourt, now fires it ahead to Kimmon. As the pep band scurries to their spot in the stand to get ready to entertain the crowd at half. 125 left. Kimmon gets it low. Finds Lease. Blocked by Jansen. Blocked again by Jansen. Kimmon up and in, and that one drops, and a foul is called. Taylor on the third try. The foul is on Molitor. Three on Mandy Molitor. And it's a one-shot opportunity for Taylor Kimmon, leading the Pioneers with six tonight. Now seven. Molitor will come out. Sawyer Keekly returns. 78 seconds left. Schlepper at the point for Sawyer Keekly, left side. Lob down low for Jansen, and she'll go to the line and shoot. Either Malia Bozer or Avi Lease will get this, and it's Malia with her second.
Malia Bozer.
And Hallie Jansen will shoot a pair. Jansen averaging 10.8 a game, but just a 48% free throw shooter. That one is good. She's got six tonight. She's made the Eagles' only three-pointer. Actually, Keekly's got one, too. And now it looks like Avi's got a little cut on her forearm. She'll have to come out. She'll be replaced by Mariah Olish. 109 to play. So Olish in for Lease. It's 33-16 with this Hallie Jansen free throw coming. Jansen up, and that one is off. No good. Sneaking in for the rebound, Rebecca Langer. Langer pushes it up, left corner, Laura Skiba. Back to the perimeter now, Kimmon at the point for Kelsey. Olish posting up on Schultz, and they're going to get a hold on Emma Schultz. It'll be two on Emma, and this will send Olish to the line for the bonus.
Emma Schultz.
With 57 seconds remaining in the half. Mariah with 2 points on a field goal so far in this half. Pierce is connected on 5 of 6 free throws. That one's good. Three for Olish. 33-17. And the second is drained as well. 52 seconds left in Pierce until halftime. It was 39-23 at half in January when these two teams played, so we're on a pretty similar pace. Out top, Schultz, right side, Schlepper cutting through the lane, Jansen, fade away, short, rebound controlled by Skiba. 30 seconds to go. Langer, left-hand dribble, front court, hands off to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. 23 to play. Off to Skiba near midcourt. Into Kimmon, who has a little trouble gaining control. Now it's tipped. Loose on the floor. Still a scramble. Tipped ahead. Finally tracked down by Schlepper with 10 seconds left. To Schultz. Up and in. Six for Schultz. Langer's heave at the buzzer is short. And it's actually 0.4 seconds left. And the Eagles are going to go to halftime up by 17 as they will inbounds and let 0.4 run up. And there's the horn. 35-18 at halftime. Eagles sprint off the floor looking to wrap up their regular season. And right now they've got things rolling. 35-18 here in Pierce.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, we're at halftime. 35-18 in favor of Eden Valley Watkins. 17 of those for Olivia Keekley. Huge first half for the sophomore guard. Six apiece, Emma Schultz and Hallie Jansen. Four for Mandy Molitor, and two for Sawyer Keekley. Playing but not scoring were Olivia Schlepper, Shaylee Brooker, Merrill Keekley, and Sonora Matice. I'm all out. Take a couple of those. Eagles one of six from the free throw line. Foul situation, Mandy Molitor has three, two on Emma Schultz, one each on Olivia Keekley, Olivia Schlepper, and Sonora Matice. Coach Jansen did not use a first half timeout. For the Pioneers, 18 points. They are led by Taylor Kimmon with seven. Four for Mariah Olish, three for Brittany Bozer, and two each for Malia Bozer and Laura Skiba. Playing but not scoring in that half were Kelsey Stuckmeyer and Avi Lease, as well as Rebecca Langer. Pierce making 7 of 8 of their first half free throw attempts. So the Eagles 35, the Pioneers 18. Eagles looking to finish off their very fine season with a win tonight and propel them into the 3AA playoffs. The only three losses this year for the Eagles, game two. They lost by 7 at home to New London Spicer, 48-41, back on November 30th. Remember November? They lost to a very good Norwood Young America team on the road on January 8th. By 21, 55-34. And they lost to the number one ranked undefeated team in the state, Sauk Center. That was in Alexandria last weekend. They lost to the Main Streeters, 58-44. Only three losses for the Eagles. Holding Ford is playing at Painesville tonight on the girls' side. Non-conference action, Howard Lake Waverly-Winstead is at home finishing off their regular season against Mayer Lutheran. In other girls' games tonight, in the Granite Ridge, Zimmerman's at Albany, Cathedral's at Becker, Little Falls has gone to Mora, Foley is in Malacca. Staples Motley is in Long Prairie tonight against Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Royalton is home to Onamia. It is Upsala at Osakis. Melrose is in Benson. Atwater Cosmos Grove City is at Sauk Center. Litchfield's in New London Spicer tonight. And in the Central Lakes, Alexandria's at Brainerd. Wilmer's at Sauk Rapids. Ricori visiting St. Cloud Apollo. St. Cloud Tech is playing at home against Sartell. And up north, Crosby Ironton is in Deer River. Detroit Lakes is playing at Aitken tonight. Those are all girls basketball contests. As far as boys games, there's a pretty full slate as well. Maple Lake is at Breck in non-conference action. Long Prairie Gray Eagle is in Holding Ford. And Adam Langer's Eagles are at Howard Lake Waverly-Winstead. New London Spicer's at Litchfield. Sauk Rapids is at Wilmer. Brainerd at Alexandria. Apollo visiting Ricori tonight. Tech is at Sartell. All Central Lakes Conference action. Pine City is at Bram. Little Falls boys are in Albany tonight. Mora is at Cathedral. Malacca at Zimmerman. In the Prairie, Swanville visiting Browerville Eagle Valley. Osakis is at St. John's Prep. Royalton and Upsala are in Upsala tonight. Sauk Center boys have gone to Montevideo. In 7AA, teams we keep a watch on now. Esco is at St. Croix Lutheran. Pequot Lakes is at Carlton. Barnum is at Renshaw. Detroit Lakes is at Crosby Ironton. Wadena Deer Creek at Verndale, and Staples Motley is at Walker, Hackensack, Akeley. 35-18 Eagles. Start of the second half comes up next.
The
Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
All right, back to live action, and right out of the chute, Kelsey Stuckmeyer buries a three for her first points and the first points of the half. Kelsey now just one away from Karen Hepke for fourth on the all-time scoring list. Eagles up 35-21. Drive inside by Olivia Schlepper results in a foul. And the foul is on Avi Lees.
Number 31, Avi Lees.
First on Avi. And the first Pioneer foul. It'll send Olivia Schlepper to the line, who is 0 for 2 tonight. And the first for Schlepper, a 5'4 junior guard, nestles through, and she has now scored a point. She becomes the fifth of the five starters to get in the score column. One more, and that one is good as well. 37-21 into A.B. Lees as the band clears out. Here's Brittany. Up ahead and off the fingertips of Lees. Tried a one-handed bounce pass to the sideline, and it ricocheted. Out of play. Turnover, Eagles ball. Right side, this is Hallie Jansen. To Molitor, quickly to Schlepper, to Keekly, left side. Jansen, guarded by Kimmon on the perimeter. Back to Schlepper. Now Molitor, right side, one-on-one with Lees. Very good quick ball movement. Side to side, wing to wing. Trying to get your defensive opponent off balance and out of position. Left side, Schlepper. Jansen drives baseline. Cut off nicely by Kimmon. She'll work her way back out front. 16 and a half minutes to play. Molitor. Left corner, Schlepper. Baseline drive underneath. Got caught, trapped. Tried to save it, throw it into the middle of the lane. Too many sets of hands, and it ends up to Brittany Bozer. Bozer ahead for A.V. Lees now. To Kimmon inside. Taylor rolls it across the lane for Brittany Bozer. And it rolls across the end line. Touched last, I believe, the referee said, by Olivia Keekly. So the ball stays with Pierce on the right baseline. Eden Valley won the JV game tonight 52-35. 12 for Emily Sedlovsky as Rebecca Langer's in the lineup. Out top, Brittany Bozer hands it off to Kelsey Stuckmeyer with Jansen closing out on her. Left side for Malia, 2 minutes into the half. Malia drives, and Brittany Bozer. Now to Malia, back to the right corner. Giving up the baseline. I think she used her dribble. Now she take, no, she hadn't. She had her dribble. Shot was partially deflected. Here comes Jansen to the corner. Schultz, Keekly, now Schlepper. Into the lane. Wrap around out to Keekly, who banks in two more. 19 for Olivia Keekly tonight. 39-21. Bozer directing teammates to get open. And off to Malia Bozer. Poked at by Jansen. Malia still with her dribble. Now stops. Fires it across the way through the hands of Rebecca and into the crowd. Eagle ball with 15:09 left. The girls will be at Maple Lake Friday night to close out their season in the regular season. Here's Jansen with a floater inside. That's 8 tonight for Hallie Jansen. She went from the wing on the right side into the lane, just elevated and dropped it through. Up ahead comes Rebecca Langer now, driving strong, aggressive, and she'll be rewarded with an opportunity to shoot free throws. Rebecca went strong to the basket. Foul on Schlepper, her second. First Eagle foul of the half. Two shots for Rebecca, who hasn't scored tonight. Free throw is off wide left. Now Avi Lease comes back in. Mentioned in the first half, Avi, like she'd gotten a cut. She's got her left wrist taped up now. One more for Rebecca Langer. That one is good. First point for Langer tonight. 41-22 Eagles. Schlepper, Pioneers settling into a 1-2-2 zone. Holding it left side is Emma Schultz. Kicks it out to Schlepper again. Now Molitor to Jansen to Keekley. Baseline inside, wraps it to the left corner. Schlepper, a little trouble finding a handle. Now Halley into the lane. Cross the way, back for Keekley. Corner for Jansen. Give and go. Keekley will shoot. Miss. Got her own rebound, though. Looking for help. Trapped underneath. Finds Schultz for a three. Good. Emma Schultz. That's nine for Emma Schultz tonight. Left alone out on the perimeter. And she made the Pioneers pay with a 20-footer. 44-22. Up ahead comes Malia. Baseline drive off the front of the rim. Kimmon the follow. Good. Taylor Kimmon with nine. Good drive, though, by Malia. Schlepper gets inside, and we're going to call it foul, it looks like, on the Pioneers. Trying to stop the drive by Olivia Schlepper, and it's on Langer. Number two on Rebecca, second team foul. Pass will come from the baseline right side. And a foul on the inbounds as they got it through to Jansen. And then one of the three Pioneers got a piece of Hallie Jansen. And it's Malia. Third on Malia. Third Pioneer foul of the half. 13:38 remaining. Jansen takes it right wing. Back to Keekley. To Schultz. Turnaround in the lane. No. Rebound Kimmon. 13 and a half to play. Lease drives against Jansen, and they'll get Hallie Jansen on a block. Second on Jansen. Second Eagle foul of the half.
22, Hallie Jansen.
And it'll put Avi Lease at the line. Both Olish and Skiba prepare to come in. Avi, oh, halfway down and came rimming out. No good. One more for the senior guard, Lease, as Kimmon and Malia Bozer will sit. Avi doesn't get to the free throw line real often. And they're going to wave that one off. Somebody was in the lane, one of the Pioneers. That's a violation. So the Eagles take over, up by 20, 44-24, with 13:20 left to play in the ballgame. And Coach Jansen will use a timeout here.
Timeout, Eagles.
Timeout on the floor. We'll be back to Piers after this. You're listening to CMC Girls Basketball tonight on You Are There Sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street.
All right, back to action after the timeout. Eagles with possession and the lead, 44-24. We're down to 13 minutes and 10 seconds to play in this one. Right side, Mandy Molitor with Lease defending. Now to Schlepper between the midcourt stripe and the top of the key. Back to Molitor, to Schlepper, right side Keekly. Schultz posting up. Jansen flashes into the lane, comes back out high. Now to Keekly. Schultz in good position. If they want to get her the ball, they just are content to work it outside. Now ball is tipped loose as Schultz came up to the free throw line. They tried to get her the ball, and the ball was deflected. And then Olish and Schultz got down on the floor to tie up. And the arrow points to the Eagles. Baseline left with 12:43 left. Into Emma. Back out. That'll give Jansen a three. It's short. Rebound to the corner. Knocked loose. And it's off Piers. I think Laura Skiba touched it last. Pass comes into the left corner. Hallie Jansen. Back out to midcourt to Olivia Schlepper. To Molitor, left side. Molitor holding it. Rotating out high, Schultz quickly to Jansen. Backdoor Molitor, tipped away by Lease. Off the glass and then into the hands of Rebecca Langer. Langer front court. Waits for Lease. Left side, Stuckmeyer. Tipped away to Langer. Backdoor cut for Lease. Puts it up. Partially blocked inside by Hallie Jansen. And then a held ball is called on the outlet pass. It got tied up. And the arrow points to Piers with 12:01 left. Sawyer Keekly back in for Hallie Jansen. You look ahead to the 3AA North playoffs. Eden Valley Watkins will have to contend with the likes of New London Spicers. Lease down the lane scores. Avey's bucket. Her first two of the night. Off the inbounds, a layup for Avey makes it 44-26. 18-point Eagle lead. Schultz, three-pointer, right side, nothing but net. Emma Schultz, now with 12.
Emma Schultz.
Fifth in the conference in scoring is Emma Schultz. And a held ball as Keekly reaches in and forces the tie-up with Langer. And that'll go as a turnover as the Eagles have the arrow in their favor. 11:36, and Coach Artner will use the opportunity to get Brittany Bozer back in for Langer. So it's Stuckmeyer, Olish, Skiba, Lease, and Brittany Bozer now. Here's a post-up inside Schultz. Misfired off the bottom of the rim as good defense inside by Olish. There's a trap on the sideline for Brittany. Found Skiba open to Stuckmeyer. Kelsey back to Brittany right side for Lease in the corner. Now Kelsey Stuckmeyer back to Avey. Baseline. Kicks out to Olish, right side of the lane. Pivoting, now drives. Up and under, not there. Uses left hand up and in. Mariah Olish. That gives Mariah six. Not so sure she didn't change pivot feet there, but ball tipped away on a layup attempt inside by Schlepper. And the foul's on Laura Skiba, her first, fourth Pioneer foul. Here's Kimmon in for Skiba with 10:52 left to play. We go back to Kimball on Thursday night. The Pioneer boys return to action against the Cubs. Emma Schultz, ball fake, right side Schlepper, back quickly to Keekly. Now to Sawyer Keekly, to Schultz. Right side at the end of the bench now is Schlepper. Emma Schultz, open three-pointer, left side, good.
Three-pointer by number 33, Emma Schultz.
Just like that, Schultz is up to 15 points with 3 three-pointers this half. And there's a steal by Schlepper on pressure. To Keekly, Sawyer into Schultz, open look, Molitor for three, that's off. Rebound tipped by Lease, controlled by Brittany Bozer. 10 minutes, 10 seconds left in Piers. 50-28 Eagles. Stuckmeyer's three rolls off the rim. Rebound put back up. Lease was hacked as she went up with a follow-up. Avey will shoot a pair. Merrill, or Sawyer Keekly gets the foul. Shaylee Brucker will come in after this first free throw by Avey. That one is good. 3 points now for Avey Lease tonight. Langer comes in for Olish. Schlepper leaves as Brutker returns. 50-29. That one is also good. Avey 2-for-2 that trip. Doubles her point output tonight with 4. And here come the Eagles again. And now Lease reaches in and's got a steal. Feeds it ahead to Rebecca Langer. Rebecca across midcourt. Switches to the left-hand dribble. Lease in the lane, up and in and out. Rebound tipped again out of bounds. And I think Langer touched it last. Almost midway through the second half here. 50-30 Eagles. High post, it's Emma Schultz rotating it for Keekly. Inside, Schultz curls and scores. 17 for Emma Schultz. Stuckmeyer at the free throw line, hands it off to Langer. Rebecca dribbling near the scorer's table, gets it ahead to Lease. Right side, Kelsey will get a three off and hit it. Stuckmeyer for three.
Kelsey Stuckmeyer.
And she has just moved into fourth on the all-time scoring list for the girls. And there's a drive and bucket by Schultz. Well, if Olivia Keekley did a lot of heavy lifting in the first half, it's been a lot of Emma Schultz in this half. That's 13 this half for Schultz. She and Keekley now tied for honors with 19 apiece. Here's Langer misfiring from the baseline to Brutker. And Schultz will ball handle it across the timeline and give it off to Olivia Keekley. Shaylee Brutker. For Sawyer Keekley, one dribble, Lease picks this pass. Here comes Avey, up and no, rebound to Lease again. Rolling on the floor, still loose. Molitor comes out of the pile with it. They let him play. 8:15 left. Here's Brutker, left side, tipped away. I believe Taylor Kimmon got a piece of that entry pass. Here's Rebecca Langer now. Off to Kelsey. Kelsey will fire and hit. And Stuckmeyer now with nine. Playing her last home game, as are the other seniors on this Pioneer squad. Taylor, Brittany, Avey. Hopefully we'll get Gracie Gall. Grace got walled into the game tonight. Seniors for the Pioneers inside, Schultz, short, got her own miss, up and in.
Basket by number 33, Emma Schultz.
Emma Schultz now with 21 tonight. Her season high is 30. Here's a whistle and a 10-second call. Second one tonight, forced by the defense of the Eagles. Here's Malia Bozer, another one of the seniors, in for Taylor Kimmon. 7:20 to play, 56-36. Emma scored 30 against Mayer Lutheran earlier this year. Hallie Jansen is fouled by Malia Bozer. That'll be four on Malia. And it'll be an inbounds.
Number five, Malia Bozer.
As that is team foul number five on the Pioneers. Baseline right, Olivia Schlepper flips it out front to Matice. Keekley, that's Sawyer Keekley. Quickly left side to Brutker. Down low for Sawyer. Pass inside, stolen away by Malia Bozer, intended for Hallie Jansen. Here's Brittany giving it off to Malia. Out to Kelsey, a three-pointer. Good! Stuckmeyer has hit four of them this half, and she's got a dozen tonight. That quick catch-and-shoot release. 6:40 to go, 56-39. Jansen, two steps behind the free throw line, off to Keekley, or to Schlepper, back to Jansen. Circles back out to the perimeter. 6.5 minutes to play in Piers tonight. Outside, drive by Hallie. Lost her footing, rolling on the floor, picked up by Malia Bozer. And then a foul's coming on Schlepper as Avey Lease had the ball. Schlepper picks up her third. Fourth Eden Valley Watkins foul. Skiba's coming back in. Keekley is back in for the Eagles. Both Olivia Keekley and Merrill Keekley check it. They come to the sideline on the pass into Malia Bozer. Out to Brittany for Kelsey. Ooh, she had a look, opted to throw it down low. Back out to Avey. Now Malia for Brittany. Left corner. Kelsey will drive. Find Malia on the right wing. Back out to Kelsey. 6 minutes to play. To Brittany at the top of the key. for Kelsey. Quickly to Malia on the wing. Piers down 56-39. Malia with a drive and dish. Kelsey's three is off left. Rebound, Olivia Keekley in traffic. She dribbles up the side, finds Schlepper cross court. Schlepper goes baseline, three. That's Jansen Long, rebound on the opposite baseline to Laura Skiba. 5.5 minutes left. Emma Schultz ready to return. Avi Lease dribbles out front for Brittany Bozer. Got a screen from Skiba. Now Malia hands it right back to Brittany on the left side. Stuckmeyer's got it. Right side Lease, right corner Malia. 5:10 to play. Malia will drive and be fouled going up with a shot. Malia will shoot two. And the foul's on Schlepper, number four.
Foul on number 13, Olivia Schlepper.
Fifth foul of the half on the Eagles. Fourth personal of the game on Schlepper. Malia shooting two. She's made two of two tonight. Good. It's 3 points for Malia. 56-40. Schultz in and Tice out. One more for senior, Malia Bozer. Good. Made them both. Malia's 4-for-4, and the Pioneers are within 15, and they're going to use a timeout. 5:07 to go. Eagles 56, Pioneers 41.
Hi, I'm Cadence Tice.
And I am Briar Rent.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a quality Catholic education for your children? Are you looking for a school that can provide small class sizes and high levels of academic growth? Are you looking for a school that can provide a solid faith and moral foundation for your children? Holy Trinity is that school.
The top five reasons parents choose Holy Trinity School are growth in faith, family values reinforced at school, small class size, teacher-child relationship, and challenging academic program. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, visit our website or Facebook page or call 468-6446.
All right, welcome back to the Mac in Pierce. It is Eden Valley Watkins 56, Pierce 41, girls basketball tonight. 5:07 left to play as the Eagles have the ball, bringing it up court with Olivia Schlepper, finding Hallie Jansen. Left side for Merrill Keekley. Keekley out front for Schultz to Schlepper. Right side, Keekley. Olivia Keekley for Jansen. Right side of the free throw line extended. Back for Keekley. Schultz quickly into the hands of Jansen. Now baseline throw away inside. Stuckmeyer, first person to the ball. Here's Kelsey into the front court. Leaves it off for Avey. For Kelsey. Left side, Brittany. Drive and dish. Kelsey, three. Yes! Stuckmeyer with 15 this half. She did that last game against Foley. Shut out in the first half. Ended with 13 tonight. Shut out in the first half. Now with 15. And a foul on Skiba. They're going to get Laura Skiba on the foul. Her second. We'll get Langer back in. Molitor returns for the Eagles. It's a 12-point game. 56-44. They lob it in to Hallie. To the corner, Keekley. Wing right side, now Schlepper. Quickly to Molitor, into the post. Jansen can't handle it. It's picked off by A.B. Lease. A turnover. Here's Brittany to the left baseline. Back for Skiba. Now to Langer. Langer to the free throw line. Back for Brittany. Eagles have put Schlepper on Stuckmeyer, and a pass intended down low for Rebecca Langer. Off target and out of bounds. 56-44. Pioneers were on the verge of getting blown out here at home, and they have made it interesting now. Eagles still with a pretty good grasp on the game. 12-point lead, 3:40 to play, but they're being forced to play as Schultz with a strong baseline drive.
Number 33, Emma Schultz.
23 now for Schultz, 17 this half. 58-44. Langer goes up and is fouled on the right side. She'll shoot a pair. Foul is on Schlepper. Her night is done.
Foul is called on number 13, Olivia Schlepper.
Schlepper fouls out. She'll finish with 2 points. Well, they were subbing a girl in. Langer was shooting all at one time. The referees are going to get together now. That was Langer's shot was in midair as Schlepper was going to the bench and Sawyer Keekley was running onto the floor. So I'm not sure if they were going to give her the... No, they're going to give her this first one again. She missed it, but it doesn't count. Langer. Got it. So Rebecca Langer now with 2 points. 58-45 with one more for junior Rebecca Langer. A little bit long. Rebound to Skiba, though, but she lost it. Pulled away by Jansen. 3:15 to play in Pierce. 58-45. Conference winning Eden Valley Watkins with the lead. Keekley down to Schultz. Baseline got around Skiba. Her pass then to Sawyer Keekley. Nearly stolen. Off to Hallie Jansen. Spins it back for Sawyer Keekley. Quickly to Molitor. Now Olivia Keekley. Down to Emma Schultz. Sawyer Keekley. Down to 2:50 to play. Left baseline. Here's Hallie. Spinning. Fall away. Off. Rebound. Lease in traffic. Avey. Up ahead to Stuckmeyer. Now Brittany Bozer pushes it up the left sideline. Brittany finds Langer. Langer will drive and feed off to Lease. She'll take it up, hit the side of the backboard, and the rebound is cleared by Hallie Jansen with 2:25 left. 58-45. I think Rebecca Langer got clipped by the elbow of Jansen when she cleared that rebound. Out to Mandy Molitor. Near the logo at midcourt comes near side to Keekley. Olivia, guarded by Britt Bozer. Off to Molitor again, coming up on the 2 minute mark. They flex out front, and Avey Lease will reach in and pick up a foul. That's number two on Avey. And it'll be a 1-1 for Hallie Jansen. Stopping the clock with 2:01. And Coach Artner will use his final timeout of the night. It's 58-45 with 2 minutes to play.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
All right. Pierce trails 58-45. They've outscored the Eagles 27-23 this half. This is a game they lost by 33 down in Eden Valley Watkins in running time. Pioneers playing their final home game. Going to go out on their shield here tonight. Pierce now out of timeouts. There's 2:01 on the clock. Hallie Jansen will be shooting the front end of a 1-1. Jansen, the daughter of the head coach, Tom. 48% this year from the line. 10.8 points a game. And she's right at about that. 8 points right now. Free throw, good. 9 for Jansen. 59-45, Eagles. Jansen will look to get to double figures. One more for Hallie Jansen, a 5'11 sophomore. Good. She's got 10. The lead is 15 with under 2 minutes to play in Pierce. Brittany Bozer, midcourt for Skiba. Front court now. Langer comes to the ball. Top of the key. Back to Laura. Right baseline drive by Bozer. Cross the lane for Lease. Back for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Now for Britt. Pick and roll with Skiba. Not there. Back to Stuckmeyer. Off for Lease. Langer, a three, hits the front of the rim and ricochets to the corner where it's run down by Mandy Molitor. 1:25 to go. Eagles front court with Molitor, defended by Lease. Here's Hallie Jansen, and a holding call will be whistled against Rebecca Langer. Three on Rebecca. And Jansen will go back to the line where she just sank two. She is 3-for-4 tonight. Kimmon and Malia Bozer will come in. Free throw in. 1:19 to play as Langer and Skiba come out. Marcus Artner walking down the bench. Now he's going to bring, it looks like, Gutwald and Gall in, a couple of seniors to finish off. Jansen sinks that one as well. 62-45 Eagles. They're going to run the table as Stuckmeyer's three off. Rebound Molitor. 1:05 to go. Keekly got a screen from Molitor. Crossed the timeline. Now for Hallie Jansen with under a minute. Jansen drives. Feeds off to Schultz. And the ball's tapped away by Brittany Bozer off the knee of Schultz. It'll go over to Pierce. 52 seconds left. And now, Pioneers front court. Kelsey's three, short, rebound. And that might be the last shot we see the great Kelsey Stuckmeyer take on her home court. As five new players ready to check in, and there's a foul on Avey.
Foul's gone at number 31, Avey Lease.
And Mandy Molitor will shoot free throws. But Grace Gottwalt and Gracie Gall, seniors, come in. Avey, Taylor, Kelsey, Malia, and Brittany, six. Emily Daler is in. Mariah Olish, Grace Gottwalt, Emily Sedlowski, and Gracie Gall on the court. Molitor's free throw is good. Five for Mandy Molitor tonight. 31 seconds left. That one is good. I want to get Gracie Gall to score. Gracie has not scored this year, a senior. Here's Sedlowski out front being hounded, and a held ball stays with Pierce with 24 and a half. Let's get Gracie a bucket here. She's going to inbounds on the sideline. Goes to fellow senior Grace Gottwalt. Back to Gracie. Now for Daler. Emily for Sedlowski. Back out for Gottwalt. Now Gracie Gall. Right corner for Daler with 14. For Gottwalt inside. Missed. Grace tracking down the rebound. Has it for Sedlowski. Picked away. And here comes Sawyer Keekly. Up and a foul on Emily Sedlowski.
Foul's called on number 12, Emily Sedlowski.
And this will put Keekly at the line for two. In and out, no good. She's got 2 points tonight, 0 for 3 from the line. One more. 3 seconds left. That one is long. The rebound kicked around, out of bounds. It'll go to Pierce one final time. Gracie in for Sedlowski. A half quarter at the buzzer, just short. And the final score, Eden Valley Watkins, 64. The Pioneers, 45. The Eagles run the table in the CMC. Finishing things off with the 19-point win tonight, 14-0, conference champions again, and a overall final record in the season of 23-3. Their regular season is complete. Pioneers have one left. We'll begin the postgame now on You Are Their Sports.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Do you cringe at the thought of going through the process of getting a new phone? When you buy your new Verizon phone from us, we do all that we can to make sure that the experience is the best you've ever had. We verify you're on the right plan, we sell you what you want, and we take the time to transfer your content from your old phone whenever possible. For the superior customer service you deserve, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
All right, final score tonight here in Pierce, 64-45, a 19-point road win for the Eagles of Eden Valley Watkins, who wrap up their regular season with this victory tonight, 23-3, 14-0 in the conference, and they get ready for Section 3AA playoff action now. Good luck to Coach Tom Jansen, his staff, and team in the postseason. 23 points for Emma Schultz. 17 of those after halftime. Speaking of 17-point halves, Olivia Keekley had one in the first half. She had two in the second half to finish with 19. So Schultz and Keekley combined for 42 of the 64. A dozen for Hallie Jansen tonight. Six for Mandy Molitor. And then two apiece for Olivia Schlepper and Sawyer Keekley. The Eagles convert on 9 of 16 from the line. Pioneers end up with 15 from Kelsey Stuckmeyer tonight as she drained 5 threes in the second half, kind of reminiscent of what she did against Foley Friday night. Shut out in the first half and lit it up in the second half. 9 for Taylor Kimmon. She played a strong game. 6 for Mariah Olish. 4 apiece for Avi Leese and Malia Bozer. 3 for Brittany Bozer. 2 apiece, Laura Skiba and Rebecca Langer tonight. Piers, pretty good from the line. 13 of 17 overall. The head coach, Marcus Hartner, joins me here. Coach, if we didn't know it already, you learned a lot about the character and heart of your team. This is a team that beat us by 33 and it was actually a running time game down there in mid to late January, and it looked like it was going to play out that way. You had to burn through three of your timeouts in less than the first half of the first half just to say we're either going to show up here now the rest of the way or we might as well go home and, you know, go play in the band or whatever you got to do, work in the concession stand. But the girls certainly, whatever you said, or they found it within themselves to compete from that point on.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing that I told them after the game that I'm most proud of them for this entire year. I mean, it's been a tough season. We've been in some tough games. It would be real easy to, like you said, just kind of hang your head and accept your fate and kind of go home, and they never do. They fight to the end every single time, and that's why you see us making the strides in the right direction like we are. Like you said, I know it doesn't show up in the win-loss column, and it's always a little tough to stomach when you don't win, but the second time around conference, you know, the steps we've made playing these teams, again, like you said, these girls running time does 35, 40 points, something like that down there at their place, and we come back tonight, and we made them earn it. Yeah. And really, that's all you can ask.
Yeah, they had to play.
Yep, absolutely.
And I think the part of the game where it shows up the most in the willingness is going after loose balls and, you know, rebounds or passes that are tipped and just those foot races to balls in the corner or whatever.
Yeah, and that's something we talked about all year, where those are the things you can control every night, and those are the things that you can make sure never take a night off. You know, if you're a shooter, your shot's going to be off. If you're a, you know, a drive, you know, drive and finish kind of person, some days you're just going to miss. But one thing that can never take a day off and doesn't, you know, it's not a talent thing, it's not a skill thing, is that hustle. It's chasing down those loose balls, those rebounds, those 50-50 balls. And like I said, our girls never quit. Our girls always bring that. And that's what I'm real proud of them for that this year.
One more chance now in the regular season. That'll be Friday night at Maple Lake. I mean, Lindsay Rachel, you know, we saw some of the best players in the conference that'll be up for postseason honors tonight. We're going to see another one Friday night in Lindsay Rachel.
Yep. She's a good player, and they're a tough team. And like I told the girls tonight, we can't do anything but bring our absolute best effort every single night. And it's one night. We don't have to beat them three times. We don't have to beat them in a seven-game series. You know, we got to get a couple bounces to go our way one time, one night. And if we play with that energy and play with that effort, you know, we can kind of make those bounces happen and make those plays happen. And you never know what can happen as long as you bring in 100% every night.
Absolutely right. We'll see you Friday, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Coach Marcus Artner of the Pierce Pioneers, 64-45. People look at that and say a 19-point loss, but it was a good character check for the girls tonight. They could have rolled over about 9 minutes into this game, and they made a different choice. They decided to battle it out. They got it down to 12 in the second half, and it was a 19-point loss, but proud of the girls for the effort they show right to the end, as we have been all season long. So the Pioneers are now 3-10 in the conference and 6-19 overall. They've got one game left, and it's Friday night down in Maple Lake against the Irish. Those two teams met here in Pierce. As we look back at the schedule, Maple Lake came here on January 23rd, 12-point ball game, 62-50 that night. So if the Pioneers give the effort they gave tonight, they will be in that one all the way against Maple Lake. Final thoughts on this as the Pioneers fall on at home tonight on Parents' Night, 64-45 to the conference champions from Eden Valley Watkins. The Eagles win it by 19.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper to bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Phelan Meats in Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Wrapping up shop here at the MAC tonight, where the Eagles win 64-45 over Pierce. Thursday night, we will be down in Kimball, boys action, as they take on the Cubs in CMC play. Then we'll have the girls' last regular season game. Friday night, they go down to Maple Lake to face the Irish. And Saturday, we get back in the vehicle and head to Fargo area again. We'll be in Hawley for the Section 8 AA Individual Wrestling Tournament. It actually gets started Friday. They'll wrestle through the championship semifinal round on Friday night. So Saturday should be some wrestleback action and hopefully placing. It's going to be a tough draw for the guys. We saw the team competition there up in Thief River Falls, just how good 8AA is for individuals. It's obviously the Pioneers are not going as a team this year to the state tournament, and good luck to the individuals as they will try and get as many entrants as they can. They'll start Friday and finish off on Saturday in Hawley, home of the Nuggets. So that's what's coming up the rest of this week. And the Eagles win 64-45, 23 for Emma Schultz, 19 for Olivia Keekley. Pierce paced by Kelsey Stuckmeyer with 50, now fourth on the all-time career scoring list as well. And she stretches out her all-time three-pointer record as well. So we'll see you Thursday down in Kimball on your home for Pioneer Sports. You are their sports.